Medicare makes health care affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
President Trump's re-election campaign manager Brad Parscale appeared on Fox & Friends Friday morning and laid out the issues he believes that will be most important to people in the upcoming election.
The three top issues, I feel that health care is going to be a significant issue in 2020. Immigration is going to be an issue. The economy is going to be an issue. But not the macroeconomy, the microeconomy. That means the individual economy across the country, that individual job, right, safety, security, increases of wages.
The White House wants people to report possible censorship of their views on social media. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Doubling down on the idea that conservative views are being censored on social media, the White House has launched a web form asking users to report any actions taking against them on platforms like Facebook and Twitter because of their political views. The website reads, "Social media platforms should advance freedom of speech." Yet too many Americans have seen their accounts suspended, banned, or fraudulently reported for unclear violations of user policies. In a White House tweet, people are directed to a form which first asks users for personal information. The tool, which is hosted on Typeform, then asks users for screenshots and links of offending content. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, the Trump administration is withdrawing nearly $1 billion in federal money for California's high-speed rail project. The administration says California repeatedly failed to comply with the terms of the grant. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. It's a very interesting time in our society, and it requires interesting communicators. And today we have one of them for you, and we're going to have a conversation. Humble the Poet. He is the author of Unlearn, 101 Simple Truths for a Better Life. He's a rapper. He's a poet. He's an author. Humble, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So anyone can be a rapper. Anyone can be a poet. You come from a particular background. You're a Sikh, you're a Canadian, and you're a former teacher. that is not what people think of when they think of a rapper. What started you down this path?
I mean, growing up and just connecting with the honesty of hip hop, you know, that's what helped me realize that I was a rapper. I think most people, you know, rap is the new and the latest evolution of literary art. And, you know, we're all writers. We all have very important stories that need to be told. And as humans, we've been telling our stories since we've been drawing them on caves. And I kind of look at it the other way, as opposed to people becoming rappers, as opposed to them realizing that they are writers, rappers, artists, creators. And for me, my connection with hip-hop really helped me realize that, hey, you know, you have a story that needs to be told, as everybody's story needs to be told, and this is the medium that excites you the most to tell it.
What was your story, and what was it that allowed you to connect with that poet and that rapper that, as you indicate, is basically inside each one of us?
I think to my core, to my DNA, I am such a lifelong learner. I need to be learning something at all times. I'm so interested in things, and I love sharing the things I learn. So I think what ended up happening was just, you know, it was more of me being a student in class who loves sharing his notes because he just found everything so fascinating. So, you know, as I learned more about the world, I'd want to rap about the stuff I learned in the world. If I learned about the Middle East, the conflict in the Middle East, I want to rap about that. If I learned about, you know, skin bleaching cream and its impact on people of color, I wanted to rap about that. If I, you know, experienced a heartbreak and never and had all these new emotions that never felt before, I wanted to rap about that. Being an elementary school teacher also scratched that itch, because when you're a school teacher, no 2 days will ever be alike. You know, whether you teach for 10 years or 100 years, you will always have a completely new experience. And I think that is the most exciting thing for me, the type of life I've always wanted to live. It's just experiencing as much and much as possible. And, you know, combining the two, it was more so, hey, I got a day job, I'm working, and I'm making some decent money. You know, Canada pays the teachers a bit better. And
true.
You know, I was spending my time after work. I was like, hey, you know, how should I be spending my time now? I actually worked a second job as a high school tutor. So I spent a lot of time talking. You know, I was teaching the third grade as a full-time teacher and then tutoring 17-year-olds trying to help them get to university in math. And that spent more time kind of being a guidance counselor and just kind of schooling them to life and what to expect and, you know, letting them understand that their academic brain isn't as important as their effort. And, you know, how in the real world effort matters more. So I always had this repertoire to really take important ideas and heavy ideas and make them seem lighter, you know, using my ability to teach 8-year-olds. And what ended up happening was I saw a spoken word performance, and I fell in love with it. I was like, oh, my God, this is such a cool way to, you know, as you said, we need interesting messengers. This is such a cool way to pass on a message. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, and to be completely honest, it's also a great way to meet the ladies. I was like, hey, this is a fantastic thing I want to get involved in. You know, I'll be honest with you guys. You know, all artists, you know, their motivations of art is to also get noticed and, you know, get laid and all that fun stuff. So I started doing it with those intentions. Just, hey, this is a great way to scratch an itch, and it's also a great way to be social and have a lot of fun and expand my adventures. And as I kept going, but my subject matter was very serious. I only talked about things that I was interested in. I was really interested in geopolitics. I was really interested in, you know, what was happening in my community, what was going on in the world, what was happening in the South Asian community. And then it continued to grow, where I started getting gigs and people started, you know, inviting me out to places and to perform, sending me plane tickets. And then eventually I was working with a producer, and he said, hey, let's go full-time. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going full-time. I'm making good money. I'm not going to do that. You know, I was still a pragmatic person. And he said that he got us a deal that was worth, you know, a big amount of money, enough for us to not have day jobs anymore. And, you know, without doing any due diligence, I just jumped into it. And it turned out it didn't work out so well. You know, I spent a year living off credit cards and lines of credit. That deal never manifested. that friend is no longer a friend, and they disappeared. And I was left unemployed with $80,000 of debt and just feeling horrible, embarrassed, ashamed, scared, you know, anxiety-filled, and just being like, what do I do now? Mm-hmm. And my process of learning how to get myself out of that hole, both emotionally, financially, physically, and spiritually, is what I shared and unlearned. And it's not mm-hmm. the story, it's the lessons I learned. And the big overarching lesson was, I don't have to add more to my life right now. I need to let go of a lot of things. I need to let go of my values, certain values that I had that were holding me back, certain idealisms about the world that were holding me back,
right.
You know, certain biases and opinions that I had. I had to let them go in order for me to feel lighter and move forward in life.
Right. And negative though that experience might have been, it was certainly something that pushed you down a particular path that you might not have otherwise followed had that not had taken place. So maybe it was
1,000%.
Yeah. It was, you might not have otherwise taken that leap. We're speaking with Humble the Poet. He is the author of Unlearn, 101 Simple Truths for a Better Life. I have to ask you before we go any further, did you in your life as an elementary school teacher ever rap for your class?
Yes, I taught them how to rap. We did a poetry session, and I taught them how to count syllables. I taught them how to count bars. I taught them about similes, metaphors, and I gave them a project that they all wrote raps, and they all had to perform them.
I can tell you that you are sorely missed in the educational community, sir. I'm glad the world has you, but there's a school somewhere that's missing you. I will say that.
I mean, I feel like I'm teaching the kids right now still, but I'm teaching everybody's inner child now, and now I don't have to do the paperwork and mark their work.
We have to take a quick break. We will be back in a moment with Humble the Poet. Listen to some of his rapping as we go out.
And a lot of way your hair feels, and everything you do is real, and every single move feels like those promises you making to yourself. The world is always weighing on your chest, just bench it up and out. And I say, assalamu alaikum, so city calling, what it do? Couple breakups, couple makeups, now I wake up next to you.
Last fall, right up to the summer, 31st of February, you were never coming, but I love the way your hair feels. Yeah, I love the way your hair feels. I liked you in July, love you in September. Like the traffic in LA, I thought this was forever, but I love the way your hair feels. I said, love the way your hair feels.
You shine, you shine, you shine.
Sunset on the beach, sunrise from the hills, bare feet on the grass.
Back in a minute. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Mike Hewitt here. Pelosi tells her Democrat caucus that Trump is goading us to impeach him. Truth is, she's placed herself between a rock and a hard place. Like Trump or not, The nearly $40 million investigation says he's innocent of collusion, which isn't illegal in the first place. Ask Hillary. The special prosecutor doesn't like Trump, but do taxpayers really need to pay almost $40 million to learn that? Back to Pelosi. Half her caucus believes their own fundraising hype and see red, blue. How does Pelosi rectify such a quandary? She goes on the attack. Thank God for the office of the presidency that President Trump has finally invoked executive privilege. Enough already, Nancy. Not one Democrat legislator has bothered going to look at the Mueller report made available to Congress. Maybe that's not actually what they want. Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair, and we're continuing now our interview with Humble the Poet. You are a jack of many trades. You're a rapper. You're a YouTuber. And for lack of a better term, you're also kind of a self-help author. How does that fit into the other elements of who you are?
I think what it really is bringing ideas to life, mm-hmm. having a spark in your brain and wanting to manifest it. And you know, I think it's no different than giving birth and having children. It's bringing something to life and watching it grow. I mean, Unlearn, the book in itself, you know, I wrote it 5 years ago. I independently published it. I crowdfunded to release it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, three years after it came out, it got picked up by a Canadian bookstore. And then it got a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. And then 2 years after that, I signed with HarperCollins, and now it's on an international run. So I think for me, it's watching these journeys, the thing that started as a spark in my brain, excites me so much. And it's also just finding different ways to communicate an idea. So sometimes it makes sense to put it in a song, Sometimes it makes sense to just stare at the camera and just say it bluntly. And then, you know, you learn a lot of skills on the way. Like, I had to shoot my own music videos because I didn't have any money to hire anybody else to do it. And then after doing that for 10 years, I got really good at it. And I was able to build a team and create the most cinematic music videos I ever thought I could create. And it just gets more exciting where you're like, now my ideas have less and less restrictions. I have the resources and I have the team and cool people that can help make it happen. So, you know, if anybody works on a Humble the Poet music video, they know it's just me, just like a madman, just showing random pictures, random ideas. Like, can we do it? Can we do it? And if you can say yes, you know, we're going to work together and make it happen. So I'm really feeding my inner child in a constructive way.
Nice.
And it's to kind of do it all. And everything's related where now, you know, whatever I earn from the book goes towards the other arts. And now I can create these arts not thinking about sales or views or streams or any of the other metrics that can kind of seep their way into your creativity. Now I can create and not worry about the outcome. The work is the reward.
That's very cool. I'm so glad to hear that you've reached that place. It's something that a lot of people strive for and not everybody else gets to.
It takes a lot of work. It took me 10 years to get here. And it's, you know, it took me 4 years to get out of that debt. But the good thing about going from negative $80,000 to zero in 4 years is that the next 4 years, you're going to head in the other direction. So getting out of the red teaches you how to get into the green as well. So I'm grateful for all those challenges. It prepared me for who I am today.
Well, you know, I was going to ask, like, what your next big creative venture was going to be. And given the fact that you managed to get yourself out of debt, maybe you have something to teach people as regards that. Maybe a financial advice book or rapping about
financial literacy, I think, is essential. I mean, it actually bothers me to my core that it's not in school. Like, I have parents of immigrants. I am a child of immigrants. My father, as a cab driver, paid off his mortgage on a four-bedroom household in Toronto.
Wow.
In 10 years. You know, he was just very simple and very frugal. And even I didn't inherit his wise decisions. And, you know, and I really put myself in a hole. And I see this. So most definitely, my next project actually, the irony of it is I'm in New York right now. Sitting with a record label, talking about my next project with them. And then part of the agreement was that I do this call, so they all left the office for me to finish this call. So they're very accommodating. And I'm going to be doing a short film exploring the cycle of love as well as the cycle of addiction. And that's an important story that I want to talk about, is this idea of addiction, because everybody is addicted to something.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we kind of recognize our own personal addictions, we'll have a lot more compassion towards other people if they're addicted to something that we don't necessarily prescribe to. And so sometimes it's like, hey, you know, you're judging that person for being hooked on those pills, but you can't go without looking at your phone every 5 minutes. You know, it's the same thing. You know, one is more, one is a lot more consequential than another towards your health. But the premise is the same. It's escapism. It's medication. It's what we have to do. So I really feel like if we can put people in other people's shoes, we can build much more empathy and compassion. And, I mean, in these challenging times, empathy and compassion, you know, it's something that the world needs. We'll always need more of. You can never give the world too much empathy and compassion.
Hear, hear. And if you manage to wean people from pills, from their phones and from their credit cards, I'm sure that the world will beat a path to your door. We've been speaking with Humble the Poet. He is the author of Unlearn, 101 Simple Truths for a Better Life. Humble, thank you so much for being with us today on Now It's the News. A real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Strange news of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Here is a job that I want. It's based in London, but that's okay. Just wait. Stand by and hear me out on this one. A London-based company posted a job opening seeking someone who wants to get paid to test some unusual products. Luxury yachts. That's right. Hush Hush, a London-based luxury store and concierge service, said it is seeking someone whose job it would be to ensure the luxury yachts listed on the e-commerce site meet high standards. I think that I could do it. I could give it the most rigorous standard testing imaginable if you will just let me hang out in your yacht, your luxury yacht. It will be on a pro rata self-employed basis, so you'll need to be flexible with when we need you. I'm ready at any time. I can go right now. I'm telling them I can go right now. Each yacht review involves spending a week on the boat to evaluate every plug socket, door, bed, shower, tap, everything to make sure the yacht is up to our standards. That's tough. I mean, a solid week on board a luxury yacht. I know it's not easy, but I'm up to the task. The job pays $1,300 per yacht review, and candidates could potentially inspect up to 50 yachts per year and collect up to $65,000. You know, there are better paying jobs out there. There really are. But I am willing to dedicate myself to the cause. The listing states no previous yacht experience is required. And there you go. I'm completely qualified. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
And billions 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 and
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats have accused Attorney General Bill Barr of spinning the findings of the report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller to be favorable for President Trump. While traveling in El Salvador, the Attorney General sat down with Fox News and was asked if he is spinning, in fact, for the White House.
No, I wasn't. I think what they're really perhaps annoyed about is that they didn't have an opportunity to spin and that the fundamental findings of the report were out there for everybody to see. And they were not in a position to spin.
Friday was the deadline given to the Treasury Department to release President Trump's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee. The department is expected to ignore the subpoena. As Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said earlier this week, that would be the case. And a bill prohibiting LGBTQ discrimination is headed to the Senate after passage in the House on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. If you've been paying attention to the news in the last year or so, you may have heard rumblings in a couple of different cases of a massive uncovering of international tax havens, of different means of very wealthy people have of hiding their money, their funds, in different places around the world in such a way as they cannot be taxed by the governments of the world. And foremost among the ways that this has been done has been a law firm, a panamanian law firm called Mossack Fonseca, and this was revealed in a set of papers called the Panama Papers because of the location and the tax laws involved around that. We have with us today Jake Bernstein. He is the author of Secrecy World: Inside the Panama Papers. Jake, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you for being here.
No, thank you for having me, Derek.
Sure thing. So tell us about Mossack Fonseca. Sounds like the name of a Bond villain, frankly. But this is really an illegal and a tax. It's not nearly as dramatic as a Bond villain. It's kind of dry and complicated in a way, but just as nefarious. What did they do, and on what scale did they do it?
You know, Mossack Fonseca, this Panamanian law firm, it's named after the two principal partners, Jürgen Mossack and Ramon Fonseca. And they had sort of rather an audacious idea. They wanted to make this sort of secret offshore system more widely available. So it wouldn't just be for the uber wealthy. It would also be for the merely rich, and particularly in the developing world, but everywhere. It was sort of their vision was kind of the McDonald's of anonymous secret shell companies, high volume, low cost. And they end up flooding the world with more than 240,000 sort of companies and foundations and trusts, these sort of offshore entities. And that ends up covering 21 different tax havens. And what actually happens is all the data of this law firm for a period of 30 years gets leaked to a German newspaper called Süddeutsche Zeitung, based in Munich. And they, in turn, share it with an organization called the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. And ICIJ distributes it to more than 100 media organizations. And they begin to dig through what turns out to be 11.5 million documents, all told, actually more than that. And we discover more than 140 politicians from more than 50 countries and heads of state, their families and associates, ministers, elected officials, drug traffickers, Ponzi schemers, and then lots and lots of people who were legally avoiding taxes or engaged in illegal tax evasion. But what it allowed us to see really for the first time in a comprehensive way, because Mossack Fonseca was one of the top five providers of offshore anonymous shell companies in the world, what it really allowed us to see was this, you know, exactly how this system works. And there's really trillions of dollars that flow through this underground economy And we got sort of a glimpse of that in an unprecedented way. And that's what my book, Secrecy World, is really about.
We're speaking with Jake Bernstein. He is the author of A Secrecy World. As you mentioned, there's nothing technically illegal about what's being done here. But I thought in your book you laid out right at the beginning a pretty good example of what one individual did in order to obtain a home for a family member tax-free. And I'm wondering if you could take us through that briefly just to kind of trace the complicated route that it takes in order to make sure that these funds are protected from governments.
Sure, absolutely. And this is, you know, a lot of this operates in a gray area, right? The place where tax avoidance, which is sort of technically legal, becomes tax evasion, is sometimes the determination of a government or, you know, a tax authority or a prosecutor. And until they make that determination, it is ostensibly legal, right? It's tax avoidance. But the example that I chose, because I thought it did kind of cover things in this way, involves a Mexican businessman who had quite a bit of money of disposable income, not entirely clear where that money came from. And he had a sister who was in Seattle, and she had a kid, his niece, and the sister was involved in a nasty divorce. And so the businessman in Mexico wanted to buy a house in Seattle, a $500,000 house, for his sister and her child, but he didn't want the husband to know because he didn't want it to become part of the divorce proceedings. And so he goes to Mossack Fonseca, and Mossack Fonseca creates a company in Delaware, a shell company in Delaware. Delaware is one of the biggest players in this business. People don't realize that the United States is, in fact, perhaps the leading tax haven in the world, driven by Delaware and Wyoming and Nevada, which are big players in this world. I mean, Delaware makes more than $1 billion a year in fees just from its business registry, which creates all of these anonymous shell companies. So they create this Delaware company for this Mexican businessman. And the problem, though, is that he is the sole shareholder of this Delaware company. So it doesn't quite provide enough. He's a member. He's, you know, you can kind of find that out. So if the Delaware company buys the house in Seattle, it could eventually be traced back to him, and that's no good. So they also create a Panamanian Foundation, and the Panamanian Foundation owns the Delaware company, which will in turn own the house. And in that way, it's almost impossible to figure out exactly who owns the house, because if you go to the Panamanian Foundation, the ostensible owners of the foundation are, in fact, Mossack Fonseca employees. So it would be impossible to really get to this Mexican businessman, let alone figure out where his money is coming from, which was used to buy the house. And this is actually a real issue, because property prices are skyrocketing in cities across the land, in Miami, in New York, in Los Angeles, in San Antonio, all over the place. And part of that is because foreigners are using anonymous shell companies to buy up property. And it's really just to park cash. They're not planning to live there. It's a safe investment. In fact, they're not even that concerned that they make money on the investment. They just want a safe place to put their money because they're afraid that it's not safe in the country where they're from. And oftentimes, that's perfectly fine, right? I mean, it's legal. There's no problem. But there's also a huge amount of money laundering going on. And, you know, corrupt officials in places like China that are taking bribe money and translating it into apartments in New York City. And what this does is it drives up the prices for all the other people who live in these cities, you know, the actual residents who can now no longer afford to buy a house or an apartment, or are paying skyrocketing rent because foreigners are using anonymous shell companies to park money and property in these cities. So it is, in fact, a serious issue, and one that, even though we don't realize it, affects millions of people all over the country.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
We're speaking with Jake Bernstein. He's the author of Secrecy World. There's so many implications to what you're talking about, just in terms of affordability in these big cities. And then, of course, the fact that the states and communities involved don't receive the tax money in many cases if you're sheltering from taxes, and the legal implications of where did this money come from, how was it gained, and you're talking in this one case about a particular property that's worth about $500,000. And you're talking about one businessman who may be wealthy, but certainly is not wealthy on the scale of billions and in some cases of trillions of dollars that is involved in this global traffic of protected funds. But you are talking about the same complicated chain in order to try and not try and keep the information about who this is, try and keep the information away from the government, trying not to pay taxes within any very stretched legal means. I mean, talk to us about the scale of this. I mean, we're talking about companies that we're very familiar with, people that we're very familiar with, Apple, using legal means to keep their money from being taxed in the United States or in other high-tax areas, and then shopping it around very clearly. And these are not the only revelations that we've been talking about. This is not just individual people. You use that to illustrate how it works, but these are billions and trillions of dollars that are being protected in this really insane, complicated way. And this is money that should be subject to taxation by governments and providing social services to people who are not getting those benefits, that money, in an increasingly difficult and inequitable global economy.
I mean, Derek, you put your finger on it. I mean, the sums are vast. So we're talking, the U.S. Treasury sort of estimate is that as much as $300 billion a year gets laundered through the United States. And that is illegal activities like drug trafficking and corruption and terrorism. And each year worldwide, you know, individuals are avoiding paying $2.5 trillion in income tax worldwide. But just in the United States, you know, the United States loses $70 billion a year in tax revenue just from corporations shifting profits to tax havens. And so when our government is crying poor and saying we don't have enough money for education, for health care, for infrastructure, the reality is that the money is available. It's just being lost to these tax havens and these complicated schemes. And some of it, much of it is legal, and much of it is not. And because of the anonymity, this cloak of secrecy that I describe in my book, Secrecy World, you really can't distinguish between the two.
Given your research and what you've looked at in this, what do you think of the idea that many have proposed about a tax amnesty or tax holiday in terms of bringing back money to the United States? Is that an effective way of doing things, given the options that these very wealthy people and global corporations have at their disposal?
Well, this is an interesting question, right? So under this new tax bill that they just passed before the new year, they've lowered the corporate tax rate to 21%, right, for corporations that bring their money back. But if you're Apple or you're Nike and you're paying as little as 8% or maybe 0% because you've got, you know, a top-flight accountant at Price Waterhouse or Ernst & Young or wherever helping you, you know, move your money around and use different schemes to avoid paying any taxes, why will you bring your money back to the United States and pay 21% when you can pay 0% somewhere else?
Right.
I mean, it seems doubtful, but there are actual reasons why you might do that, right? You might bring some money back because you want to pay dividends. And so that would be a reason why it might be, it might be favorable to just take a bite and take that 21% tax rate. Or you might need it for litigation fees, you know, for fines or settlements or things like that. So there are some cases where it makes sense. But by and large, you know, the promises that have been made about, you know, huge amounts of money being repatriated back to the United States because of lower tax rates just doesn't really seem likely to me. I mean, we'll see, right? Maybe it will happen, but I'm skeptical.
We're speaking with Jake Bernstein. He's the author of Secrecy World Inside the Panama Papers. I'm a guy sitting in the middle of the country. I got a job. I go to work. I commute. I pay taxes. I'd like to pay less taxes. And I see news reports coming out about people trying to avoid taxes, doing it successfully. And my first instinct is not necessarily to say, this is a bad thing. It might be to say, well, yeah, I'd like to be doing that too. What's the impact on them of all this activity?
Well, I mean, this is absolutely true, right? Nobody likes to pay taxes, right? And everybody would like to pay less in taxes. And in fact, you know, we should all avail ourselves of whatever is legally available to do so. The thing is that there are things that are available to people who are really wealthy that are not available to everyone else. So 50% of the wealth held in tax havens belongs to households with more than $50 million in net wealth. So it's really the uber wealthy increasingly that are taking advantage of this. And these people look at the world slightly differently than I think probably you and I do, right? Right. They are truly transnational. You know, they have houses in New York and in London and in some place sunny, and they live on private jets, and they send their kids abroad for school, and they don't, you know, the United States, you know, might be the place where they were born, or it might be the place where they make their money, but they don't seem to have the same sense of obligation and nationalism that people who most people who live here probably do. Yeah. So it's kind of this system sort of allows a different world, and it has fed into and grown with a gaping inequality that has become a serious problem, and it is enabled by this offshore system. So at the end, it becomes a question of fairness, right? I mean, you and I pay our taxes, and we grumble, you know, understandably, and we try to avoid as much of it as possible, but we're not really doing the kinds of things that the mega wealthy are doing. And, of course, they are, you know, their avoidance of taxes and sometimes evasion of taxes is much more consequential than whatever we do because, you know, we don't make as much money.
Right. Well, F. Scott Fitzgerald said it 90 years ago, and it still applies today. The rich are different than you and me. And somehow I don't think that the guy down the street sitting on his couch, cracking a beer, watching the game, is necessarily going to go to Grand Cayman anytime soon to visit his billions of dollars. So there is a real difference. We've been speaking with Jake Bernstein. He's the author of Secrecy World, Inside the Panama Papers. Jake, it's an important topic. It's a fascinating read, and I appreciate you being with us here today to discuss it.
Well, thank you so much, Derek. I appreciate that.
Droppo, you are the laziest man on Mars. Why are you sleeping during working hours? Happy train. Happy train.
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at nowitsthenews. And until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Happy train.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill prohibiting LGBTQ discrimination is headed to the Senate after passage in the House.
The yeas are 236. The nays are 173. The bill is passed.
The measure expands the Civil Rights Act, which was approved in 1964, and would ban discrimination against LGBTQ individuals based on sexual orientation or gender identity. The bill faces an uncertain future in the Republican-led Senate, and President Trump has already said he would be opposed to the bill. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio was the latest person to announce he's running for president in 2020 against President Trump. Aboard Air Force One, President Trump discusses de Blasio's entry into the race.
I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States, is now running for president. It will never happen.
USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
The Standard Achievement Test, or SAT, is adding something new. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The group overseeing the SAT will begin using what's called an adversity score, which it says will reflect the social and economic background of each student taking the test.
What this tool allows us to see is there is so much more talent out there than a test score reveals alone.
That's CEO of the College Board, David Coleman, speaking to NBC News. The adversity score will use 15 factors, including the crime rate and poverty level of the student's neighborhood. Colleges and universities will be able to see the scores while reviewing applications. 50 colleges used that adversity score in a test run last year, and they plan to expand the program to 150 schools this year.
The National Weather Service is warning people from South Dakota all the way to Texas to be on the alert for severe weather and the possibility of tornadoes.
I mean,
storms could affect over 50 million people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
2020 Trump campaign senior advisor Laura Trump says the president's new proposals on immigration set to give legal immigrants the best chance possible to succeed in America.
The president has been talking about fixing our broken immigration system for so long, and I think the whole point of what he's saying is we want to give people coming into our country, we want to give legal immigrants the best chance possible. It's good for our country to have people who are skilled workers or have certain education that will benefit our country, but for them too, why would we want people to come here when they're not sure if they can succeed? Taxes already are overtaxed. tax system here, when it comes to our welfare system and that sort of thing. But let's give these people the best chance possible to succeed in our own country.
And regarding a merit-based system, Trump tells Fox News we would be doing what many other countries are already doing.
Listen, there are so many countries around the world that use a merit-based system to allow immigrants to come in their countries. Australia, Canada, who are two of our very close allies, for example, use a merit-based system, and it works very well for them. So obviously Nancy's not going to like it, but we hope to see something happen here. If not now, then after the 2020 election.
Backyard chickens are being linked to an outbreak of salmonella. At least 52 people have fallen ill in 21 states, of which the CDC says a quarter of those are under the age of five. No deaths have been reported, but at least five people have been hospitalized. Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. This is Larry McAtee, and this is Home Team.